This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
These are certainly unprecedented times. Fluid milk is flying off the shelves as consumers are eating at home. Early reports indicate that grocery sales up 40 to 50%. And some of that has to do with health. Vitamin D supplementation reduces the risk of respiratory infections and even influenza. And that comes from Tom Frieden, the former director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, children, if they're drinking the milk, are not vitamin D deficient. But as it turns out, about 40% of Americans are vitamin D deficient. And I think we're flocking to nutrient-dense foods and foods that are good for you. And if you go to a grocery store, I think that's been proven true here in the last 10 days.
Corey Geiger, managing editor of Hordes Dairyman Magazine.
Tuesday.
The beauty of our webinar is if you're in barn clothes, you're in PJs, or you're in office attire, it's a definite come as you are because you don't have to go anywhere. That is the beauty of our webinars. It will be with Eric Snodgrass this April 15th. It's always at noon. He is going to be really honing in and looking at the future forecast of what does the 2020 growing season look like. And he's really going to look at from the spring, the planting season, and carry us through to the fall. I really encourage folks to sign up for it. I think it's going to be a very invaluable experience. A chance to sit down virtually with Eric where you can type in questions and go forward from there. Check it out online at pdpw.org. But this is our weather webinar, if you will, with Eric Snodgrass on Wednesday, April 15th.
Already off to a rocky 2020 start, but April and May weather sets the tone for each growing season. So this is an important webinar from Eric Snodgrass, the principal atmospheric scientist at Nutrien Ag Solutions. Simply head to pdpw.org.
Wednesday.
You know, people spend a lot of time and a lot of elbow grease doing things that aren't effective. And a lot of times you talk to people about sanitation and disinfection, they say, oh, I don't need to add any more time to my routine. And what I always try to explain to them is, you know, a lot of that elbow grease is actually ineffective at breaking up the biofilm anyways. So for a lot of times we can actually bring in more effective product line like the chlorinated alkaline detergent and the chlorine dioxide. We actually save labor from people, and they're cost-effective to do, so we don't increase costs anyways.
And the reason we're focusing on this, an important reminder for calf health.
You know, calves are on a teeter-totter every single day of their immune system and how much pathogen load they're exposed to, and the better job we do of cleaning and disinfecting, we just reduce that pathogen level that they're exposed to, and they got a better chance of staying healthy.
Thanks, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiderman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Thursday.
If you look at what's in this stimulus package that was passed last week and signed by the president on Friday, it's got about $9.5 billion to assist agricultural producers and another $14 billion to increase the authority for USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation. So we're hoping that that $9.5 billion will be used in part for product purchases by USDA. We think that the best and fairest way to stimulate demand is to have the government go out there and buy products, including cheese and powder and potentially fluid milk and yogurt as well. We're still working on the details. But if they go in there in a significant way and have a buying program, that will help send a stimulus signal to the markets. And right now, all they're hearing is canceled orders and the food service business is cratering. And even that initial rush of consumer purchases at retailer, a lot of that's now tapering off and the retail purchases aren't continuing at the same pace as they did in early March. So all those things need to be replaced by a stimulus from the government.
Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
Once this broke, milk prices went down 60 to 80 cents per hundredweight, and that fall is not over yet. And we have anticipated may drop another dollar per hundredweight at this point. So unfortunately, we went from $18 per hundredweight down to $16 and some odd change there per hundredweight as well. Why the drop-off? Well, first of all, we're having about 1.7% more milk in the United States. That's due to the fact we have more cows, and that extra milk ends up going into butter, and that, of course, ends up dropping the price of Class 4 milk. So the bottom line, Bill, is that the COVID-19 is going to have impact on dairy farms, and let's plan ahead and be ready for it. Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.